اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا.
الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise be to Allah عز وجل. We praise him with Allah. Glory be to him. We seek aid and help. To him we repent. I bear witness that none have the right to be worshipped but Allah عز وجل, and that Muhammad is his messenger and his servant. We'll come back to you, and today we're talking about some advice, and the most important advice, you know, in the sight of Allah, on the sight of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is al-ikhlas. I'm advising myself and my brothers and sisters for that important issue, for the actions, for the worship. You know, Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who created. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who is a provision people. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who is bestowed all the favors upon people. So he is the one who has the right, the all rights to be worshipped by himself, for himself only, for the sake of his faith, for the sake of his rewards. So Allah Azza wa Jal is the most self-sufficient, you know, from the partners or among, you know, from the shirk. So whosoever act any righteous action for other than Allah, Allah is free from that action and free from him, and that action will be and belong to the one who, the partner or the one who he act for. Show off. Adna riya shirk. The minor of show off is shirk. Like such as committing shirk with Allah, sitting partner with Allah in worship. So Allah is free from that. So Allah has said, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Which translated means, whosoever wishes to meet with Allah, let him do the righteous actions with sincerity, without setting any partner, any shirk, or committing any shirk with Allah, without setting any partner in worship beside Allah or with Allah. So we have to act the actions only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Means we have to purify our intention, our niyyah, from any kind of other need, from any kind of other, you know, reason, other goal. From, you know, you have to purify your intention from angels, from prophets, from messengers, from people, from your family. You have to purify your intention only to be only for Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Allah will never ever accept in action any righteous action if you have somebody with Allah. To pray only with Allah, to fast for Allah only, to give the charity only for the sake of Allah, to perform the Hajj only for the sake of Allah. So to act any action, you have to stop, you have to think before acting this. Is that for the sake of Allah or for the sake of somebody else? To show off, to show people that I am doing such and such, I'm pious, I'm fasting, I'm praying for other reason, for any other reason, Allah is free from that. So we have to be careful from, so careful from that. And also sincerity is not easy. It's so difficult and so hard to find and to catch and to follow. But that means we have to look for it. We have to try our best to purify our actions from any kind of shirk, from any kind of show off. So it is hard, but it is easy for whoever Allah Azza wa Jal makes it easy for him. So we have to ask Allah for that, to bestow the sincerity upon our intention, upon our heart, to be only for Allah. And Allah is enough for us. Is Allah Azza wa Jal not enough? Doesn't feel like your eyes? Allah is the one who is doing everything. So why you are leaving Allah Azza wa Jal and doing the action for other people? They have nothing for you. They have no provision for you. They have no life for you. They have no any kind of benefit for you. Only Allah. So Allah has the most right to be, intended and to be, to be intended for the work, for ikhlas. So we have to look for and to have to work hardly to purify our action and our, worship for Allah Azza wa Jal only. And also one of, to help ourselves for this is, do not believe that you are sincere. As soon as you believe that you are sincere, that means you have nothing, you have no sincerity. Because if you believe that you are sincere enough, that means this is from the game from shaitan. This is the game from shaitan. You have to fight. You have to accuse your intention that I'm not sincere enough. I have to work more to clean and to clear and to clarify our intention for to be only for the sake of Allah. And I have to think about that. Also, one of the most important reasons to help ourselves for the sincerity is to make dua, to ask it from Allah Azza wa Jal. Oh Allah, make my intention to be mukhlis and to be sincere for you. Please bestow your sincerity upon my intention, upon my work, upon my action. Please. And even the Prophet ﷺ was asking Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive him for whatever he committed without intention, and to help him and to purify his intention to be sincere enough for Allah Azza wa Jal. So we have to ask Allah, Ya Allah, اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أشرك بك شيئا وأنا أعلم. To seek refuge with Allah by Allah Azza wa Jal from committing in shirk with knowledge and seek forgiveness for whatever you have with intention, intended. So we have to ask Allah for sincerity, and we have to accuse our intention that it is not sincere enough. That means you will work till to meet with Allah, working on your intention, purify your intention, otherwise you will be proud of yourself, proud of your action, proud of your intention, and you will meet with Allah with nothing. And remember that people, the first one will enter the hell. The first people will enter the hell. Not the obvious kuffar, no. The first one will enter the hell is the one who used to pray, who used to recite Quran, and the one who used to give charity, and one who used to fight for Allah. The first one, when Allah Azza wa Jal will ask him, what did you do with your life? He said, oh Allah, I spent my life reciting your Quran for your sake. Allah will say, no, you are a liar. You are a liar. You did that not for me, but for other people. For show off, to show people that you are reciting Quran. You are pious enough. You are good. And you have said that. And you have done that for people. So go to seek your reward from people. So Allah will leave him and he will be, all to the hellfire. The second one, oh Allah, I spend my life, my soul, my blood for the sake of Allah. Allah will say, nay, you are a liar. You never done that for my sake, for the sake of Allah. But you have done that to say that you are a fighter, you are a mujahid, you are a good person. And you have said that, and you have done that for people, and go get reward from people. Will be in hellfire. The third one, the one who gave charity. He used to give charity and feed people and give drink and help people, but not for the sake of Allah, for the sake of people. And also Allah will say, you are a liar, you have done that not for Allah, but for other people. Go, look for your reward from people. So we have to be careful. We have to fill our heart, our intention, our eyes from Allah, our Creator. He is the one who, He is the only one has the right to be worshipped and to be intended for our actions. Otherwise, we will lose everything. So, you are spending our life, our money, wealth, our time for worshipping. So, you need something very simple, very easy if you are fighting for that sincerity. So, you spend everything and you ignore your intention. So, you have to complete and perfect your action by sincerity. To ask Allah to help you for that. The second advice for myself first and for my brothers and sisters is the second part of, you know, the second condition for the action to be accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, لِيَبِلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla is testing us to see and to show up the ahsan, the best of the best who is doing the good actions. And when Al-Qadi Iyad, one of the important scholars and known scholars of the Muslims, he was asked about the meaning of that ayah. He said, the meaning of ahsan wa amala, the best of action, is akhlasuhu wa aswabu. The one who is sincere for Allah and the one who is right. We're talking about sincerity. And we are talking now about the righteousness, the right action, to be according to the way, the guidance, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, if you have just one condition, if you fulfill one condition like ikhlas, you are mukhlis, but you are not following the sunnah, you couldn't. Your job, your work, your action will never ever be raised over your hand. Over your head. So it will be rejected and cancelled and will be against you. The second condition, to be according to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah has sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He didn't send him just to play or to be proud that we have Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or just to talk about him, about his quality. No, He has sent him to follow. Step by step, to follow exactly, to follow the Prophet ﷺ exactly. So the Prophet ﷺ was covering everything in the life, everything during the day, everything during the worship, according to the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So we have to drink, we have to follow. We couldn't innovate anything of our worship, because Allah Azza wa Jalla, He loves, He likes us to worship Him according to His way, not according to our ways. Of course, we have different mind, different heart, different feeling, different ways to go and to worship and to work. So we have to follow only one way, the way of Allah. How to find it? We will find it from the Quran of Allah and from the other wahi, the other revelation, the Sunnah. The Sunnah is equal from, like the Quran, from taking, we have to take from, but even the sunnah is above, I mean more clear, because Quran is general, and it's general, and sunnah is coming for to specific something like general, or to make it clear, or to make it like clear for people to follow, and to follow that. So the Prophet ﷺ, whatever he has said, it is whatever he has commanded, it is such as Allah has commanded, because the Prophet ﷺ never ever taught from his own feeling or own desire or own self. He is talking by wahy, by revelation. Even his own talking by the wahy. Allah has recommended his tongue and his actions. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى. Allah is swearing by a najm. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى. Allah is swearing by najm, by the star, that your Prophet, your messenger, never ever talks, from his own mind, never ever talk by his own desires, but he's talking only by revelation of Allah Azza wa Jal, especially for the worship, for the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we have to follow everything, every word the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, we have to follow. But to leave the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or part of the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, seeking other ways, or seeking the guidance from other ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never accept that. So we have to follow the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ never ever left us except to clarify everything from the sunset to sunrise, from the day and night, how to eat, how to drink, how to marry, how to divorce, how to worship Allah, how to fast, how to give the charity, how to make the hajj, how to perform the hajj. So we have to follow the Prophet ﷺ exactly. People now, they are doing hajj, spending their lives, their wealth, their money, their business, their time, and going for hajj. But they have nothing, they have no time to learn how to make hajj. Just they went, or they go for hajj, they are going for hajj, but they have no knowledge how to make hajj. If they are dealing, if they are going for business, or buying some machines, buying something, they couldn't buy a car or machine except to investigate and to cover the information about this kind of machine or this kind of car before they have the decision to buy. What about your deen, your final destination, your real and true life in the hereafter? You have no time. You are busy. We are busy. We have no time to seek the information, to seek the knowledge, to save ourselves and to, you know, to have a good and comfortable life in the hereafter. So we have to go back, we have to stop any action and to learn first how to fast, how to make hajj, how to pray. The Prophet ﷺ was saying, pray such as you have seen me pray, according to my prayer. The Prophet ﷺ, once he entered the masjid, he found a person praying in the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, praying, reciting Quran, making ruku', sujood, everything. After he finished the salat, he came to the Prophet ﷺ saying, As-salamu alayka Rasulullah. The Prophet said, go back to pray. You didn't pray. And the person went. He prayed to rak'ah. Again, he repeated and redo his praying. And second time, the same. Third time, he came to the Prophet ﷺ. Every time the Prophet said, go back to pray, you never prayed. You didn't pray. But he is praying. He was praying. He was reciting Quran, making sujood, ruku', everything. But it was different. Different than the way of the Prophet ﷺ praying. So even if he is in the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, on the time of the Prophet ﷺ, but he said, go back to pray, you didn't pray. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, Ya Rasulullah, by Allah, I have no more than this or better than this. Can you please teach me, could you please teach me the right way to salah, to pray? And the Prophet ﷺ taught him how to pray from the beginning till the end. So we have to follow, otherwise our prayer will never be accepted. Before we find out that we have nothing in the front of Allah, we lost everything because we left the Prophet ﷺ. Now we are marrying different than the way of the Prophet ﷺ marrying. Different than the marriage, the correct marriage, for engagement, for marriage contract, for celebration, for party, everything completely against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam way. So we have to correct our action, otherwise we couldn't fly. It's like the action is like a bird, has two wings, and sincerity and the righteousness, and sincerity and the correct way, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to fly, to raise up to Allah, we have to follow these two things. May Allah Azza wa Jal correct our intention, purify our intention and our actions to be according to Allah's way, according to the right way, with sincerity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us and accept our deeds. Allahumma ameen. Subhanak Allahumma rabbana wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. جزاكم الله خيرا.